What's going on, you guys? This is David with another episode of That Rabbit Talks Too Much. And I want to let everyone know, we are going a little bit off what we were talking about yesterday. We're just about, like, unity and love, really. And I want to ask everybody this. Like, we talked a little bit about yesterday, but strength. Like, really, what is strength? I know a lot of you guys have just been listening because I've been getting with a lot of strength influencers and fitness influencers and definitely to promote the show and everything. But you guys for sure keep sharing. So I know a lot of you guys work out. And this show is just for you guys. But really, what is strength? Like, what is it to be strong? I touched a little bit on yes last episode. If you didn't get the clue, it means check out the last episode if you haven't. But strength, in my opinion, is like, okay, you benching, right? You benching what? One, if you like me and you weakling and you benching 175, right? At the gym. For me, some people bench to show off their strength. Some people bench because they trying to get bigger muscle. Some people bench because they just want to develop more muscle control, like me. So let's use that example to derive the definition of what we believe strength is as a concept, not the Wikipedia, Google definition, but as a concept. What is strength? And if we doing it to show off or to get bigger muscles or for control or maybe for actual practicality, you know what I'm saying? So we can increase our threshold, increase our territory. Oof. But really, if that is why we're doing it, so that means strength is correlated, right? So what is strength? Well, from that example, we can get away with saying that strength is control. Emotional strength is emotional control. Control over your emotions. Self-control, pretty much. What else is strength? Strength can also be show-offy. Strength can also be like you want to have a look for other people that other people might buy, or other people might think, oh, this person's this. This person's freaking amazing. You see how strong that person is? Oh my gosh. Or strength could be something else. Strength could be you just want to get bigger. Strength could be like just not even just bigger like physically, but could be influence. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to work out your muscles so that way, like, and this one goes a little bit more functionality. So that way you can be noticed. And also, so you can push things further and farther than you were ever able to do in just a fraction of the time. Now, what's needed for strength? Well, in all these examples, it's practice. You need to practice your strength first before you even show off to anybody, before you can even control yourself, before you can even increase your territory. For you to be strong, you need to practice. What you need to work is small and master that. You need to master your tiny emotional impulses. Master the small things that God has already given you. You got to be able to master and be able to use just a small bit of audience that's looking at you. You see how I'm talking to everybody right now? Because I'm be honest. Like some days I got my tank top in the gym. I don't like wearing tank tops in the gym. But my sister bought me this really nice like little tank top. And my girl did buy me a little, you know, a little something too. You know, so every once in a while, I'll go to the gym and I'll be like, ooh, I'll look in the mirror and I'll be like, dang, David, yo, you got some arms. And I'm not going to lie, like, show off you a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I'll be like, I'll be like, ooh. And then I get someone next to me that shows me up and now I'm just going back to my workout. But with all this, you still need practice. Because if you don't get practice, you try to hit that 175 without even able to master 145, you're going to get crushed by 175. Building strength and using your strength are very important things for you to learn and master for you to be able to get your strength high. And you got to ask yourself, why are you doing it? Why are you learning? Why are you studying? Why are you in college? Why? Because if you're in college, I hope you know you're also trying to bench something too. You're trying to lift something. It's feel to study a skill. Are you going to go back to that machine later? Are you going to use it later? You know what I'm saying? Some muscles you just don't use. Are you a football player, basketball player, or are you a stay-at-home Netflix binge watcher? Fitness influencer? You got to ask yourself, what are you doing this for? I think that's where you realize that you have true strength, because I'll be honest, I've been seeing a lot of different people that work out different parts of the body, and one's stronger at this, and they're stronger at that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it helps everybody just for you to be the strongest at what you think is the most important. You know what I'm saying? For me, it's muscle control, which is why I am so dang on skinny. You need to ask yourself, what are you doing? And really, there's so much distractions out there, you gotta push it aside. And just be like, man, what do you want to be strong in? What do we want to be strong in? That's what we gotta ask ourselves. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of That Rabbit Talk So Much. You guys are freaking amazing. Share this, rate this, and maybe post it somewhere on your social media. And thank you guys so much for making this episode and making this podcast great. This podcast is, again, sponsored by you guys, my amazing people who are listening. Peace.